It's time to head out to another hot corner, a part of the valley with a lot going on. As always, let's meet our tour guide.
I am Gwen Ashley Walters, and I'm the food writer for Phoenix Magazine.
And we are underneath a hard-working bank of misters here on the patio. Where are we?
We are in Phoenix, and this is the patio of the Flower Child from Sam Fox Restaurant.
It's one of a handful of relatively new restaurants at 44th Street and Camelback.
About four restaurants have opened here in the last year, less than a year maybe.
So we're outside here at Flower Child.
Flower Child.
This is one of two Sam Fox restaurants. If you don't know Sam Fox, he's behind
15 concepts.
Yeah, there's a lot. If you've eaten at a restaurant in the Valley, there's a decent chance you've eaten at one of Fox's restaurants.
Right.
So there's Flower Child and then the Henry, just sort of kitty corner to here.
Right.
What kind of restaurants are these, first of all?
These are Sam Fox restaurants. They have two different personalities, which is typical of Sam Fox restaurants here. But we are on the corner of 44th and Camelback, and the Henry across the street is billed as the greatest neighborhood restaurant.
Setting the bar pretty high on that, are we?
Well, that is Sam Fox's, his own moniker for that place. But it's an American brassiere, and it is really cool. It is breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and right above that is his own headquarters.
And then Flower Child here, kind of a hip, healthy kind of place?
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful, actually. It's counter-served.
So across 44th Street from where we are, a place called The Chestnut, relatively new, right?
Right, and I think it is the first one that probably started this whole hot corner here, and it is breakfast and lunch, and it's a great little place. They actually have a little florist inside. That's kind of unusual to have a restaurant and have a little florist inside, but they are the one that I think that revolutionized this corner here.
And what's the fourth? You mentioned there are four relatively new places. What's the fourth?
Steak 44. Just up from Flower Child here, and it's the Michael Dominick's people, the Mastro family. They have a great steakhouse up there. It took over the Cork and Cleaver spot.
Now, this is not a neighborhood that, before these four, was totally devoid of places to eat. I mean, there's a lot of places to eat in this neighborhood. What do these four sort of add to the neighborhood that maybe weren't here before?
Well, you know, what's interesting to me is that they all are like lunch or breakfast and they're just kind of revitalizing this whole area here. There wasn't a whole lot of breakfast or lunch places here that are casual that you can stop in. And it's the whole price point thing again and what they're offering, and I think it's really different.
When new restaurants come to a neighborhood, does that help the places that were already here? I mean, is there kind of a trickle-down effect of maybe people going to Flower Child and seeing a place like Taylor's, for example, which is in the same shopping center, or maybe travel a little bit down the road and see some of the places in the Biltmore Fashion Park?
Right. I think so, and I think that this is the first time that we've had four restaurants. Well, let's just say three, because Steak 44 is only open at night, but three restaurants that offer lunch. So right here on this little corner are four brand new restaurants at the right price point to bring in, you know, both the business people and probably the people that are just moms shopping. There's an AJ's right behind us.
Well, and speaking of business people, I mean, there's a lot of offices around here. There's a ton of people who work here who probably need a place to go during lunch at least a couple days a week, right?
Right. So this now brings a lot more to them before, because their choices before were maybe, I think there's a Mexican restaurant next door called Garcia's, and then they'd have to drive a little further. But right here on this, it is literally a crossroad.
As a restaurateur, is it different to be targeting people who are coming for lunch, for work, who maybe don't have all the time in the world, versus people who maybe live in the neighborhood? Because there are a lot of residences around here. A lot of people live sort of within a mile or two of this place. Is it the same kind of marketing, the same kind of food, the same kind of price point when you're targeting what seems like two different groups of people?
I think so at this point in this time, it seems like to me, because, well, if you look at the menus from these three places that are here open for lunch, they're going to appeal to everyone. That is one of the things that I think Sam Fox is really good at. He's like, he figures out how to create a menu that is very diverse, and lots of people, from business people to moms to older people, are all going to be attracted to.
Gwen Ashley Walters is a food writer for Phoenix Magazine. We met at the corner of 44th Street and Camelback in Phoenix.